You're listening to member-supported KUOW. This is The Record. I'm Arwen Nix.
I'm Marcy Silman. Yesterday was the deadline to sign up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, and more than seven people did get that taken care of by that deadline. If you live here in Washington State, chances are that you are enrolled. More than 500,000 Washingtonians signed up for coverage as of March 20th, and that gives us the sixth best enrollment in the country. Why are we so successful? Jennifer Habercorn is healthcare reporter for Politico. She's been following the healthcare exchange rollout. She joins me now. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Marcy. How are you?
I'm good. So why did Washington State do so well with this?
You know, I've looked at several states as they've implemented their own exchanges under the Affordable Care Act. And one thing that I thought was particularly interesting about Washington's method was that it said, there was a lot of political, passionate interest in getting the law right, but there was really scaled back ambitions. They really focused on, let's get the basics right, let's, have this exchange, do what it needs to do, just connect people with insurance coverage, and let's save the bells and whistles for next year. And that seems to be one area where the states that have succeeded and the states that have failed really splintered. The states that succeeded set realistic goals. They set good relationships, contractual relationships with their contractors, and really focused on just getting done what needed to get done. Your neighbor in Oregon, I visited there as well. They, set very overly ambitious goals, which in hindsight, everybody says, was a mistake. They should have just gotten done what needed to get done.
Jennifer, let me just interrupt you a second, because I want to clarify what you mean by bells and whistles. Are you talking about the extent of the coverage or the way that people got covered?
No, just looking at the technology alone. I know Washington really wanted to do the basic health program in the first year, and the law doesn't allow that, but the state wanted to do it, and that was under consideration. There was also a focus on giving customers more options under Medicaid, and that was kind of put aside, and the policymaker said, let's kind of save that for version 2.0, which will come out in 2015.
Well, so you mentioned our neighbor Oregon wasn't quite as successful as Washington. Do you know what Oregon's future plans are?
Right now, Governor Kitzhaber about 3 weeks ago, Governor Kitzhaber said that the state is considering its options. It could go to healthcare.gov, the federal website, next year. It could work with another state's technology to improve their website, or it could try to just repair the website that it already has going on right now.
One of the interesting issues that's come up in Washington State, because it's not all rosy, is how the network deals with what doctors and hospitals are covered under which programs. So do you know, have you talked to anyone at Washington State about how they're working through, for example, the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance has been omitted from some programs, some coverage?
Yeah, I heard about that from a lot of people when I was in your state, and it seems like a very big concern for patient organizations as well as the insurers themselves and the policymakers. Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler said that he is looking at the issue and crafting regulations now. The federal government said that they're going to be looking at this issue nationally next year, and presumably this is going to come up in other parts of the country as well. I think it's a bit stronger in Washington than in the rest of the country at this point. I think the providers who are excluded have been raising more attention to the issue. But it is significant, particularly for consumers who perhaps looked at their plan but didn't look closely enough to see if their providers were going to be included. So they think that they're going to be able to access the doctor that they want, and now they're not. So it's something that, Commissioner Kreidler said that he's going to look at in the next coming months.
Jennifer, remind us how many individual states ran their own exchanges as opposed to states that went with the federal website.
It was only 15 that are running their own exchange, which makes the success in Washington and other states like Kentucky all the more important. The federal government really wanted a lot of states to run their own exchange. They didn't want to be responsible for coverage in 36 states. And I think that's one of the reasons that healthcare.gov did so badly in October and November, is that the federal government had so many states to do this work in. So they wanted states to succeed so that other states would be able to look to them as a model and perhaps try to come up with their own exchange.
Is it too late for states who did not decide to build their own exchanges to come up with them?
States can switch to their own exchange at any time. There's only a handful that are seriously considering it for 2015. Now it's probably a little too late to do that work for 2015. But presumably the Obama administration is hoping that with each passing year, there's going to be more and more states that get off the federal government exchange and do their own.
And very briefly, the president just announced that 7 million Americans did sign up for health care. Is that good, bad, what they expected?
You know, it's actually more than expected. The Congressional Budget Office, Congress's scorekeeper, originally estimated 7 million. And then when healthcare.gov did so poorly, they reduced that estimate to 6. So this is it's a victory for the Obama administration that they got the 7 million figure. Presumably that's going to go up a little bit as the state exchanges that I mentioned, the 15, report their numbers too.
Jennifer Habercorn is healthcare reporter for Politico. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is The Record from KUOW with Arwen Nix. I'm Marcy Silman.